tournament. Liberty, this go-around, taking on the Dora Falcons. Starting for Dora, Peyton York, Brandon Helton, Cooper Howard, Blake Alden, and Braxton Mayberry. For the Liberty Eagles, we'll see Carter Ellis, Paxton Hunter, Drayton Wells, Parker Toon, and Alex Toon. Let's see, Liberty is 5-1 on the year. Oh, we got some music, you know. We got a little music in the background there. Okay. All right, we're at center court. Still got a little music to head bob to while the game's going, so we'll just have a nice blend here. At center court, we've got Drayton Wells matched up with Blake Ullman. Still got some music blaring in our ears in the background. Liberty controls the tip, and they get it into the corner to Paxton Hunter. Now off to Alex Toon. Toon works it to the right side. Carter Ellis comes out top. They feed it inside to Wells. Wells looks to make a move. Backdoor cut in for Parker Toon.
Good backdoor cut there. Good look from Drayton Wells.
Eagles going to pick up the defense. That's timeline. Dora makes the pass. They throw it away. Drayton Wells with steal. Gets it back to Parker Toon. Liberty will reset. Out to Paxton Hunter. Off to Carter Ellis. Alex Toon. Paxton thought about a three. Carter Ellis says, I'll shoot it. Tip, and it's no good. Rebound will go to the Dora Falcons. York. There's a double team. Liberty with the trap. Dora's able to give it up. Looks, leans in, goes up. Shot's blocked, but it's picked up by Dora. They'll roll it back. Lose basketball. Another turnover. Liberty taking it the other direction. Paxton Hunter. Nice. Ooh,
good
wow.
Move. Good move for Paxton Hunter there in transition. Made a little ball fake and was able to get to the rack in the foul.
What is the Euro step? Explain the Euro step.
It's the second step in your allotted two steps that is exaggerated to create a little bit extra distance.
So it's a legal walk.
It's a legal walk.
Yeah. Okay, that's kind of what I thought, but you know. Dora Falcons at the other end, Liberty at 5-0. Inside, blocked shot. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Dora. Drayton Wells having a 6-7 kid, you know.
It has its perks.
It does. Liberty, much bigger than Dora. Out top, Falcons at free throw line, kicked to the corner, back inside. Double pump, up and in. Nice move by Braxton Mayberry. Good job. Alex Toon for the Eagles. Gets it across the timeline. Top key, puts it on the floor, bounce pass to Wells, and Wells' shot is blocked by Mayberry. Yeah, Braxton Mayberry goes, hey, I can do that too. Door at the other end, bounces back inside to Mayberry. Mayberry has to give it up. Taken away, another turnover. Here come the Liberty Eagles. Parker Toon, oh, strong, can't get it. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Put back, won't fall. Loose ball gathered up by Carter Ellis. Ellis kicks it to Wells. Wells going to shoot a free throw. In and out, no good. Rebound taken by Mayberry. Dora's going to bring it the other direction. Liberty in the baby blues and Dora in the black uniforms. 5:40 to go. 5-2, Dora throws it away. That's their fourth turnover here in the first. Hunter brings it in to Alex Toon. Toon starts out top. High post, Paxton. Another backdoor cuts Parker. Parker loses it on the way up. Stripped of the basketball. Here come the Dora Falcons. And it's going to be a turnover. Defense by Paxton Hunter. You know, you play defense with your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And much better things are going to happen. Parker Toon catches it to wing. Hunter out top, free throw line. Kicks it over to Alex. Alex at the wing. Plumps it inside to Wells. Wells rolls it back out to Alex. Three. Oh, in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Mayberry. Mayberry will dish it off to Helton. Shelton gets the double team. They get it back to Mayberry. Mayberry rolls it over to Howard. Howard gets it back inside to Mayberry for two. 5-4.
See, here early tonight, that Liberty's really put an emphasis on that post game.
Yes, as well, you know, as they should. As they should. Paxton Hunter with the drive, a spin up, and
travel.
Hero step. And a half.
Yeah, a couple baby shuffles.
Yeah, maybe that's one of the shuffles. Yeah. 4:35 on the clock. 5-4, Liberty. Fouls with the basketball. Gets Mayberry catches. Makes the three. Now he's going to shoot it. Gets some separation. Goes up no good. Dipped out of bounds. Liberty basketball. Nobody yet has been able to kind of impose their will on the offensive side. Early, day after Christmas, official timeout.
Yeah, one of the volleyball caps.
Stayed with Liberty. Carter Ellett will inbound. I think he grows another half inch.
Just seems to keep getting bigger and bigger, doesn't he?
That's good. Alex Dunes. Paxton Hunter. Top of the key for three. Hits the back of the rim. Nice job. Carter Ellett with the rebound. Gets it back. Spins it over to Parker. Parker works inside. The leaner front of the rim won't go. Fights for his own rebound. Can't get it. Pulled down by Peyton York. And Hunter takes it away. Tries to dunk it. Can't get it. Put back Parker too. Tip out of bounds. Stays with Dora. 7-4 is your score. And timeout called by Dora. 3:43 to go. It's Liberty Eagle basketball. On the Fox. 96.9.
Your worn out brakes and save at Part City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Part City Auto Parts. Offer in store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City. To four, Liberty, and a big thank you to Keller Williams, Audrey Boyle, also Country Fuels and Town and Country Supermarkets, and Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Find them right off Nettleton Avenue. Here's the drive, shot put up by Dora, no good. They get their own rebound, and now they got to pull it out. That's Ullman, and they get it to Mayberry. Mayberry with the jumper is good. Mayberry with all 6 points. For the Dora Falcons, and Liberty with the lead, 7-6. Alex Toon's going to drive. A little hot. Yep, and, well, Alex, it was a great idea. Alex broke it down, and Wells was, you know, in just inside the corner, but Wells came to the basket, and a turnover by the Falcons as they're 6. And it just zipped right by Wells. Hunter throws it in to Toon. Toon, top of the key, rolls it back to Hunter. Paxton gets it to Ellett. Ellett out to Alex. Alex from the elbow. Good. Man,
he's pretty slick on that mid-range jumper.
Oh, yeah, be a star. Be a star.
Yep.
In the backcourt, they get it to Mayberry. Mayberry goes up. Missed, and Wells got to change the trajectory of that, picked up by Paxton Hunter. Hunter's going to drive in. Foul on the floor. And the foul's going to be on Ullman. That's his first team foul, number two. Eagles bring it in to 10. 10 throws it into Wells. Wells, front of the rim. Two more.
Oh.
11-6, Liberty. Mayberry gives it off, bounces, block shot, out of bounds, stays with the Dora Falcons.
Well, the fifth block shot already here in this first quarter.
Yeah. That's, and coach right now is telling, you know, Drayton not to, you know.
Yeah, keep slamming them.
Yeah, keep the hands up. Helton with the bucket. 11-8. Yeah, just block him, you know. Carter Ellett. Drayton Wells on the baseline. Puts it on the floor. Goes up and in for two. See, that's it all.
Yep.
At the other end, it's Dora. They get it across the timeline. Helton out top. Helton gets it to York. York feeds it inside to Mayberry. Mayberry back outside to Helton. Helton gets the screen from Mayberry. Feeling off of it is Parker, too. Now opposite wing. Here's a three. Count it. And that's Clayton Collins, who's checked into the ball game. And it's 13-11. Alex Stoon, top of the key, picks the dribble up, gets it to Ellett. Ellett's going to drive in, finds Wells. Uh-oh.
Don't put that ball on the floor.
Yeah. Turnover, Liberty. That's their third.
Catches that deep. Just turn around and score.
Loose ball. It's going to be a reach-in foul. That'll be on Alex Stoon. That's his first team foul, number one.
Cooper Howard coming in for Dora.
Checking in for Peyton York. Helton tosses it in. He gets it right back. He's going to shoot the three. It's up. It's no good. Tipped out of bounds. And it'll be Liberty basketball. See, a lot of people want to argue that. Here's the thing. It's either Liberty basketball or it's a foul against your team and
yeah.
Liberty basketball. Back inside, Paxton Hunter looking to make a move. One-hander goes up, no good. Drake Wells with the putback. 15-11, 15-11, 31 seconds to go in the first. Eagles staying with the 2-3 zone. Mayberry, oh, nice spin move. Tip out of bounds, and it'll be Liberty basketball. Mayberry, Braxton Mayberry, good looking player.
Yeah,
he
is.
He's sophomore.
Yep. Yeah, he's made some really good moves there in the post.
Yeah, Alex Stoon. I don't think Alex, he's only taken one shot. He's got 2 points. Alex can fill it up, too. Paxton Hunter for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped by Carter Ellett over to Alex Toon at the buzzer. Alex throws one up, no good. So after one, Liberty, 15, Dora, 11. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
All right, welcome back. 15-11, Liberty, and Dora will get the basketball to start the second. Helton, Mayberry to York. York back to Mayberry. Now York gets it again, hits the three.
Dora 2-for-3 from behind the three line already here in this first half.
And there's Wells with a 10-footer.
jump ball, and it'll stay with Liberty. Yeah, I think Drayton would be better served, you know, take it to the rim, or those shots is not going to be in his favor. 3 for Alex Boone.
Liberty finally striking goal from behind the three line.
That's the first time. I think Alex has attempted a three, though, isn't it?
It's the second.
Okay.
Dora throws it away.
18-14, 7:20 to go here in the first half. Ellett rolls it in to Alex Toon. He's going to pull up and shoot another three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for the Dora Falcons. Middle of the floor. Dora gets it across. Baseline jumper, in and out, no good. Wells with the rebound. Wells finds Alex. Alex gets it to Parker. Parker spins in the paint, goes up off the glass and in. 6 points for Parker Toon, 20-14. Double team in the backcourt. And another takeaway by Liberty. Parker Toon up and can't get it to roll, but he's fouled. He'll shoot two. 6:36 to go in the half. And Liberty's going to send in five. Brian Thompson, Jaron Rutledge, Cooper Holden, Titus Jester, and
well, you're going to send in four because you got a shooter.
Oh,
and Hefner's going to come in for Parker Toon.
And I think he makes them both. So we've got Hefner, Thompson, Rutledge, Holden, and Jester. Dora gets it across the timeline. Mayberry catches. Mayberry gives it back up to York. York out top working against Jester. Picks the dribble up, tosses it to the wing. Here's a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Cooper Holden. Cooper goes up. Can't get it to fall. And loose ball. It's going to be controlled by Mayberry. Mayberry to York. In the corner to Howard. Howard back out to York. 22-14 Liberty. 5:48 to go in the half. Three by the Falcons. Shot up, no good. And a foul. That's going to be on Brian Thompson. His first team foul in the second. At the line, Blake Coleman.
And that's kind of the weak point when you're playing in these zone defenses is the offside rebounding.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's two guys that's down there rebounding on the block for Dora with one defender having to cover both of them.
All free throws are good. 22-16. Liberty with the lead in the basketball. Titus Jester to Rutledge. Cooper Holden tosses it in to Thompson. Thompson, nice spin move. Goes up. It won't fall. He'll shoot two. Foul is on Braxton Mayberry. First one's no good. Thompson will get another. That one's up. That's no good. Out of bounds. That's going to be blue basketball. Now, would that be a turnover?
No.
I never keep it that way, but
no.
Jester brings it in. Hefner for three off the rim. No good. Thompson with the rebound. His shot, no good. Here come the Dora Falcons. Hefner with the defense. Out top. Here's a three by Dora. Counting. Helton hits the three. Timeout.
Dora, 22-19, Liberty, 5:16 to go in the half. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
So how many times has this happened to you? You think you're ready to start a project at home or on the farm, only to find out you're missing important equipment. But that's okay. You're not stuck. All you need is Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, because Hirsch offers over 70 top quality products you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Check out this list. Air compressors, concrete tools, generators, lawn and garden items, welders, hay equipment and implements, sprayers, excavators, trenchers, tractors and trailers. Hirsch knows you and your rental needs. So call them and reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
All right, welcome back. Dora Falcon basketball in the backcourt. Dipped, and Jester with the takeaway. Jester is going to travel.
Yep. I think he kind of got it between the steps there. And five in, five out.
Yeah. 22-19, 4:55 to go. The 2 seed and the 15 seed. Eagles extending their defense. Mayberry catches. And Dora turns it over. Well, that was a matchup problem, though, because Mayberry caught it and had Alex Toon guarding.
Uh-huh.
Alex spins, dishes it inside to Hunter. Hunter goes up. Paxton, Hunter, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two.
Good look there by Alex.
Yes.
Well, there's free throw, no good. Liberty's struggling from the free throw line.
Three in a row they've missed.
Second free throw for Paxton is on the way.
And he misses that one. Carter Ellis with the rebound. The putback won't fall.
We're going to get an over the back here on the far soon.
Yep. Second team foul, first foul on Parker Toon. Eagles force the turnover. Alex Toon gets the layup.
Liberty's scoring all their points on pretty much on turnovers.
That's the 11th turnover I've got through Dora.
Falcons in the corner to the wing. Here's another three that's going to be out of bounds in Liberty basketball. 5-point ball game, 4:10 to go, 24-19 is what the scoreboard has on it. Liberty with the lead and the basketball. Alex Toon gets to Parker Toon. Parker Toon back out to Alex. Alex, short jumper, goes up, no good. Parker with the rebound.
Good look.
Dishes it inside to Wells for two. Trap in the back. Liberty, another turnover. Carter Ellick gets it. Paxton Hunter gets two. Twenty-eight-19 now. Another loose, gathered back up. Paxton's going to get hit with foul. That's Paxton's first. Third team foul. 28-19, 3:24 to go in the half. You know, you want to. Bunker, they were able to kind of rest their players. They won big, 71-22, I think. Three put up by Dora, no good. Wells with the rebound. But what's different is you play back-to-back, but then you're off Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a foul on Dora. Braxton Mayberry picks up his second. Cooper Holden comes in for Carter Ellis. Toss it in to Parker Toon. Parker Toon's going to go baseline.
A little continuation there. I think they gave him that bucket. Yep. So he gets fouled and the bucket.
Oh, they are going to give him the bucket.
Yep.
Okay. Parker with the bucket. Old-fashioned three. Won't fall.
You gotta
grab those rebounds. You gotta squeeze them. Gotta squeeze them. Dora basketball, 30-19. Tipped. Oh, good job, Cooper Holden. And Parker Toon with an easy bucket. 10 points in the second for Parker. He's got 14 in the game. Dora to York at the wing. York brings it back out to Helton for three. That goes up no good. Wells to Alex Toon. Alex Toon's going to go up, shoot and score. 7 points here for Alex. 34-19. Long pass down the floor. Dora taking it in. Picks the dribble up. Thought about taking the shot. Throws it into the corner. At the elbow, out top to York, backcourt, turnover. That's unforced.
Yep. Yeah, the turnover bug's really bit Dora hard here in the second quarter.
Well,
I've got him at 14.
I got 13, okay.
I got Liberty at 4.
5.
I got him at 5,
okay. Alex Toon, jumper's good. Nine points for Alex here in the first half. And another turnover. And Liberty gets it back.
You got Titus Jester and Jaron Rutledge checking in for Alex Toon and Paxton Hunter.
97 seconds to go in the half, 36-19. And a turnover.
They're going to get Cooper for holding on a foul there. Kind of got him with the body.
14 foul. That's the first foul on Cooper Holden. 91 seconds to go. Parker Holden, I'm sorry that you've not scored as many points the last few games. I've worked really hard on that. And, Dora, unforced turnover. Liberty basketball, Drayton Wells into Titus Jester. Jester gets it to Cooper. Cooper to Parker. Parker goes up. Can't get it to fall, but he's fouled and will shoot two. Moraney, right? Is it 24? The foul? No. Yep. Yes. Okay. First free throw's good for Parker. Again, big thank you to Keller Williams and Audrey Boyle, our corporate sponsors, Country Fuels, and Town & Country Supermarket. Also, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply off Morley Drive in West Plains. It's where Broken Bow Archery is now inside of Hirsch Feed.
Correct.
Second one won't fall. Liberty, though, gets the basketball. Parker's going to shoot a three. Up!
Oh,
Drayton Wells almost followed that one with a big two-hand jam, but Parker spins, dishes it, up and in. Drayton gets the bucket and the foul.
Boy, he was that close to getting that rebound and clutching it.
Yeah. He knows it, yeah.
But he got a little retribution there. He got a good pass there from Parkington and gets fouled in the bucket.
10 points for Drayton Wells here in the first half. And chance to convert on the old-fashioned three. And he rattles the old-fashioned three home. 40-19, Liberty. Dora to the wing, to the corner, back to the wing, caught and hold by Collins. Clayton gives it up to Helton. Helton's going to drive in, go no good, and rebound taken by Wells. Wells to Rutledge. There you go, Jared.
Good job running the floor.
Yes, absolutely. 42-19, Liberty. Falcons with the basketball. 10-footer up and in. Nice shot, Lorraine. Carter Ellett. Cooper Holden. Jester for three is no good. And that's the end of the half. Liberty, 42. And the Dora Falcons, 21. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 90 seconds with first half stats. You're listening to the Eagles on 96.9 The Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
All righty, welcome back. Liberty leads the Dora Falcons 42-21 at the break. Going through the scoring for Dora, Peyton York with three, Clayton Collins with three, Braden Helton with five, Nathan Moraine with two, Blake Ullman with two, and Braxton Mayberry had six. Dora turned it over 16 times. They scored 11 in the first, 10 in the second. Liberty, 15 for Parker Toon, 9 for Alex Toon, 5 for Paxton Hunter, 2 for Jaron Rutledge, and 11 for Drayton Wells. Liberty turned it over 6 times. Liberty scored 15 in the first, and then 4, 6...
Twenty-seven in the second.
So,
and all but three of them have come, you know, two balls.
Yeah,
I mean, and free throws too. But there's, you know, Liberty's just 1 of 8 from behind the three line in that first half. And
well, you know, we had the championship game of the Liberty tournament, and as the year goes on, you know, coaches, players, we all will have a better understanding of what this Liberty team is going to be. And, you know, they can Alex Dune can shoot three as good as anybody in conference. I don't care.
Yeah.
That he can
Parker Toon can shoot the three
Parker
ball.
Can shoot the three ball. You know,
Carter Ellis, I mean, he's
kind of streaky,
yeah,
you know, Paxton Hunter, kind of a streaky,
three-point shooter, but Liberty, I think, is going to they're gonna win or crash by the inside.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's going to be, you know, we're not going to see the drives by Parker and the layups and the threes and all that. It's just what can get them closer to that, and it's going to be pounding it inside, you know, getting it in there to Drayton, and the more confidence Drayton gets with actually working inside.
Yeah, and actually catching passes off the wing or from the top of the key in the post, that you're set up ready to work.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, he's going to get his rebounds and put back and stuff like that, but to really get him invested in a ball game, you got to get him the touches.
Yeah.
It's like when he gets posted up and you see the numbers, get it to him.
Yeah.
You know, let him go to work, because that, and that only works, and it only helps the other aspects of Liberty's game.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Alex Toon that's throwing it inside to him, and if he is efficient enough to draw a double or triple team,
somebody's wide open.
Somebody's standing there wide open for a kick out.
Yeah.
And Drayton's very vision knowledge, you know, vision conscious on the floor, that if that kick out's there, he's going to find it.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, and you got Paxton Hunter that's really good as a post, but it's just the game will start inside and then work its way out. And once they get the rhythm with that, once mm-hmm. they kind of get that rhythm, you're going to see a lot of good things happen.
Yeah.
So, at the half, Liberty leads 42-21. We'll come back with the second half. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
To know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
And Dylan Groves here in the studio with you still as we keep going on this Kabul Holiday Tournament this afternoon. Currently 76 degrees here at the studios in West Plains, and tonight it's going to be a foggy one, a low 46 degrees, mostly clear skies. Then for your Saturday, we'll see fog stick around with a high near 71, then partly sunny skies. Mostly cloudy and 59 Saturday night. And then for Sunday, mostly cloudy, then a chance of showers with 72. Hey, we'll have the second half between the Liberty Eagles and the Dora Falcons here in just a few minutes. It's a Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View. Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication, satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, Dora gets the basketball to start the second, and they turn it over. And Alex Toon shoots a layup for two. Toon now with 11. Dora at the other end. Remember, that time they got back. They didn't extend their defense. Here's a Mayberry inside, and another turnover. Coach Harrell said they were going to work on some stuff. There's another finger roll, that one by Parker, too. And that's kind of what Liberty needs. They need to work on, you know, it's kicked. It'll be inbounded now. Stay with Dora. But, you know, we've not seen Liberty press all year.
No.
And this first half, it was
a lot of intensity in the backcourt.
Yes. Mayberry inside, back outside to York. York gets it back to Mayberry. Mayberry at the elbow, turns it over. Alex Toon, layup good. I mean, this is more what we'll see Liberty, you know. But you gotta have a press, because you never know when you're going to need it. Here's a three by Dora, goes up. No good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound to Ellett. Gets it to Parker. And it was kind of an awkward pass, because when Parker caught it, he went to dribble
right off his foot. Yeah, he kind of caught it as he was making a step to 30 spin move there.
48-21. Here's a three from the wing. Count it. Boy, that's Elton. That's his second three of the game. He's got 8 points now for the Dora Falcons. Alex Toon. Pull up. In and out. No good. Rebound, Mayberry. You know, Liberty does that a lot, where there's a takeaway, another steal. Parker Toon with the steal. Parker Toon gets two more. But we don't really see anything. It just shoot it.
Yeah.
And if you're open, you know, it's not Alex wasn't, you know, it's not that he wasn't open. I'm not complaining about that. I'm just, you know, saying we see Liberty not run anything and kind of shoot it, you know.
Just quick shots off, you know, off one pass.
And I'm just looking at the basketball IQ. You're up 50-24. Impose your will a little bit, you know. Use the clock to... First free throw is up. It's no good for Ullman. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I mean, instead of just running like with your hair on fire, you know, run, get into your set, run them,
work on them, master them.
Yeah.
Second free throw is good.
Give the other coaches that are sitting here
something
give
to
them
think
something
about.
To think about come the, you know, the second and third round games.
Yeah. 50-25, Liberty. Wells shows up. He's going to be blocked or fouled by Braxton Mayberry on the block. That's his third. Wells to the line. Each team has one foul here in the third. Wells hits the first one. You know, we've seen Liberty just full court the whole first half. Second one's good. Now Liberty getting back and getting into their matchup 2-3 zone. Mayberry catches it, it's a little block, and it's taken away. Alex Toon drives. Now he pulls out. They get it to Parker. Parker bounces it to Carter. Carter, yeah he was out of control.
Yep. Made a good move to get to the lane and just kind of ran out of real estate.
But that was better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a little ball movement there.
Kind of got into it, made a couple passes.
Just under 5 minutes to go in the third, 52-25 Liberty. Mayberry catches. Foul on Alex. It's his second. Mayberry gives it right back up. Three put up, no good by Helton. Rebound. Parker Toon. Paxton Hunter on the long pass. See, to me, that's where Liberty can be so dangerous.
Yes.
Right there.
Big bodies, but they still run the floor.
Yes.
Very, very well.
Mayberry catches at the free throw line. Tosses it into the corner, caught by York. York back to Mayberry. Mayberry from the elbow. No good. Rebound taken by Dora. Put back up, no good. Paxton Hunter and Parker caught one
right in the nose.
Bridge of the nose. And you know how that just, it hurts.
Yep.
Yeah, it just stings. So,
makes the eyes water.
Yes, it does. Hafner comes in for Liberty. He sports number 20. We're going to see Mr. Hafner get more and more varsity minutes as the season goes along. Oh, nice feed inside.
Good move by
Brian. Brian Thompson just can't get his...
Got to finish.
Elton with the rebound, brings it down the floor for the Falcons. To the wing. Jester out top on defense. Rutledge comes out. Double team now, working off the right side, Helton. He gives it up to York. That's charge for sure. Good job by Titus Jester. Oh. 54-25 Liberty. 3:35 to go.
Clayton Collins coming in for Dora.
Hey, Clayton. Boy, there's been some fantastic Collins has come out of the door. He played against one of the better ones. Jester has it slapped from behind, but is able to gather it back up. Gets it to Holden to Hafner, Brian Thompson. He'll attack it and catches in.
Brian, spin move to the baseline there. It's a little J.
Timeout, Dora. 56-25, 3:06 to go in the third. Liberty with the lead. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament.
On the clock.
Santa shops at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Hi, this is Curtis. We have something for everyone on your Christmas list with the perfect gifts for the whole family. Quality merchandise, a huge selection, and big smiles as they unwrap just what they wanted from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Plus, we have savings throughout the store. Merry Christmas.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
All right, welcome back. 56-25 Liberty. And it will be Dora Falcon basketball after the timeout. 3:06 to go. And we've got Rutledge, Jester, Thompson, Hefner, and Holden on the floor for the Liberty Eagles. Clayton Collins out top. They get it inside and a push, maybe against Jaron.
Nope, they got
Hefner. Cooper Holden. Well, I would have thought not Cooper. Inbound. Toss up. Tip. Black ball. Jaron's like, man, I pushed in the back.
Yeah, it's like I jumped straight up and I landed out of bounds.
Yeah. Falcon basketball. Collins zips it to the wing to Helton. To Mayberry. Back to Helton. Helton with the drive. Good job. Jaron bodying him up. Forced him to give it up. And there's the turnover. Cooper Holden. Got room to work. Dishes it. Jester with the three, no good. Thompson with the rebound, goes up, has it knocked away out of bounds, it'll stay with Liberty.
Yeah, I think that was Hefner.
Was it Hefner with
the
three?
Okay.
Out top to Cooper Holden. Cooper to Rutledge. Jester. Thompson, he'll shoot it. Three goes up, no good. And they're going to hit Jester with the foul. Oh, no.
No, we got Hefner again.
Well, I have it as his first.
That'd be Hefner's first.
Okay. Team foul number 5. So Dora will shoot a couple. I believe that is Hefner, isn't it? Yeah. Braden Helton at the line. Oh, back of the iron. What's the worst stretch at the free throw line you can remember? I mean, because every player has had those where you're like, am I ever, you know?
I can't even...
Long time ago.
Well, you're starting to get old.
It's hard to remember.
There's a lot of things that run together anymore.
Thompson to Rutledge. Rutledge for three off the rim. No good. Thompson with the rebound. It goes up. Shoots. Can't get it to fall. He'll go to the line and shoot two. I can't remember the player. But... I'm thinking it was back around 2000, 2001, where a good shooter just, it got in there, you know, it gets in your head.
Oh, yeah, it's a mental thing.
And it just, it's like, eats at you. You go to bed at night after the game, second one doesn't fall. Oh, lane
violation.
Yep, on Mayberry. So the free throw didn't fall, so Brian gets a chance. Did he make his first one?
Yes.
So Brian gets a chance to cash in. Won't fall. Mayberry with the rebound. Mayberry to help, or York, that is. York gives it up, gets it right back.
turns it over. Jester comes up with it. Jester bounces it to Rutledge. Rutledge off the glass for two. 4 points for Jaron. 59-25. I get it down low to Mayberry. Mayberry spins, has it blocked by Brian Thompson. Stays with the Door Falcons. 1:22 to go here in the third. Coming up next, we got Gainesville and Winona. Harlan Hutchinson will have that coming your way. Tipped and almost taken away by Titus Jester. Mayberry able to run it down. Mayberry to York. York to Collins. Back to York. Mayberry. And Brian Thompson gets hit with the foul. His second. Not a bad foul.
Not at all.
First one's good. That's the first point for Braxton Mayberry since the first. Second one is no good. Thompson gets the rebound. Jester to Rutledge. Rutledge going to shoot another three. Really don't need Jaron doing that. Boy, he looks to the bench, and
Jester got the rebound.
Got fouled on the court. Right now, Coach Harrell is saying, come here, Jaron, come here. I don't need you to be shooting threes, okay? And Jaron's going, but I was wide open. I felt it. It felt really good. I mean, I was there, and my feet were set. Coach Harrell's going, yeah, I don't need you to be shooting threes. I need you to just take it to the rack.
Yeah.
Just take it to the rack. He pats him on the back, and Jaron says, okay, all right. Second free throw's good.
Jester makes them both.
51-26. Collins with the basketball, drives, kicks it out to Lorraine. Lorraine, back to Collins at a foul.
There you go, Hefner.
Yeah, now I know that was after. The other ones, it's like, okay. That's his second. Collins' first free throw is good. Clayton now with 4 points. He had a big three in the first. Second one is up, and it's good. 61-28. Inside Thompson. Thompson turns around, hits it.
Turn around.
You know, Brian is such a good player in the post because he catches it. He is always going to turn and look at the rim.
Yep.
Shot up, no good, foul. And to me, that's what you want your post player to.
You
look at the rim
to be a threat every time.
Every time. And something else about Brian, he's in 2000.
Very active. Very active.
We did a game where Brian fouled out
in a quarter up there.
It was like three minutes. He fouled out in. Liberty turns it over, trying to make the long pass. Mayberry for three, that's no good. And rebound taken by Rutledge. So after three, Liberty 63, and Dora 29. We'll come back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
Whether you're buying or selling, Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Aubrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
All right, welcome back. 6329 Liberty. Parker Holden, Paxton Hunter, Carter Ellett for three. It's good.
Liberty's 2 of 11 from the 3 line.
Dora at the other end. Helton. Mayberry. Elbow jumper is good.
Alex Toon sets the offense up on Paxton Hunter. Hunter hands it off to Parker Toon. Parker in the paint, flips it back out to Hunter. Cross-court pass back to Parker. Parker goes up and can't get it to roll. Tipped around. Mayberry comes up with it. That time, Wells and Parker was like,
yeah,
in each other's space, you know. Tip basketball, Carter Ellett comes up with the tip takeaway. He tosses it over to Parker Toon, and oh, Parker gets it to Drayton
and kind of lost it going up, just kind of come out of his hand right at the last.
Got to have that follow up, so.
Yep.
Can't get aggravated, the play's still going. Inside, now on the baseline, Mayberry, short jumper, up, no good. Hunter with the rebound for Liberty. Paxton to Parker. Oh, well, now Liberty's just missing.
Just jumpers are crippled there.
Store Falcon basketball. Helton shoots the three, no good. Rebound Wells, and Liberty takes time out. I
think they're going to get some subs in.
Yeah.
So guys,
seen enough.
Got Titus Jester, Jaden Phipps.
Oh, Jaden Phipps.
Easton Smotherman, and Dalton Boyd.
Let's see, Jaden Phipps.
And Jaron Rutledge.
Yep.
Hefner, Phipps, Smotherman.
Smotherman. And Boyd.
Boyd.
All right. 66-31. Well, the mercy clock is on. So the JVers will get a little more. So who's wearing number four? That's Easton, isn't it?
Yep.
And Jaden is
30.
Liberty with the basketball. Jester out top. Phipps. Smotherman. Back off to Phipps. Phipps pulls up a 10-footer, no good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Rutledge in the corner brings it back out. Alton Boyd trying to post up there at the low block. They get it to Boyd. Boyd throws it out. Rutledge.
Turnover.
Yeah,
Liberty.
He had a quick three, but voices...
There was something that went off in his head that was like, nope, I think I was told something about this.
Mayberry with the basketball at the other end. Elton back to Mayberry, and Dora turns it over. Clock continues tick, 66-31, Liberty. In the corner, Jester catches, back to Rutledge, takes the three, hits it, looks at coach and says, yep,
I told you.
Wind was right, yeah. There's a time when it's okay, and then there's a time when it is not. Mayberry catches off to Helton. He shoots the three. Up, no good. Rebound, and the putback is good for Allman. 69-33. Three by Liberty. Goes up, no good. Tipped around over the back, and they're going to call it against Liberty. So, Dalton Boyd. Now we got some.
So we got Cooper Holden coming back in for Easton Smotherman.
Yeah,
and
we got Toon. Toon into the ball game, number 12.
And Evan Cherry coming in, number 13 for Liberty.
Inside, up. Count it, and the foul. Altman.
Going to get Evan Cherry on that regen foul there for Liberty.
Cherry. Free throw won't fall. Rebound taken by Dora. Collins for the Falcons. Helton. Mayberry. Sips it inside, and turnover. Dalton Boyd picks it up. 2:40 to go. Holden stops the key to Toon. Tries to get it inside. It's a Liberty turnover.
That's Graham Toon.
Graham Toon, yeah. On the baseline, Dora. Into the corner, Mayberry. Back out, back court, turnover. Dora. And Liberty will get it on their baseline with 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. 69-35. Liberty's played everybody.
They have. I think Mayberry came up. I think he twisted an ankle right there.
Oh, my bloody. Well, that's Cherry. With the basketball. Gets it to Graham Toon. Dalton Boyd goes up. Oh, can't get it to fall. Rebound taken by Dora. 95 seconds to go. Four Falcon basketball. Collins. Cherry comes up. Sees up. Gets it to Helton. Now into the corner. York. York dishes it back off. Off the corner. Here's a three. That's no good. Cooper Holden gets the rebound. Graham Toon sets up the wing now. Just set a screen out top. Cooper. Cooper drives, kicks it out. Here's a three. That's up, no good. Cooper with the rebound. And it's a walk. Jaden Phipps. He's just a little quick. 45 seconds to go. 69-35, Liberty. There's the drive. Scoop shot up. No good. Rebound taken by the Eagles. Nice speed. Cherry gets it to Smotherman. Smotherman off the glass and in for two. Way to go, Easton.
In the book.
That's right. 71-35. So Liberty's matched the most points scored today. Three is good for help. And that's going to be the ball game. 71-38 is the final. Liberty with the win. They'll advance to play the winner of the next game, which is Gainesville, Winona. But scoring-wise for Dora, Peyton York had 3, Clayton Collins 5, Braden Helton had 11, Nathan Lorraine with 2, Blake Holman with 7, and Braxton Mayberry finishes with 9. For Liberty, Titus Jester, 2 points. Parker Toon, 19. Alex Toon, 13. Carter Ellett with 3. Paxton Hunter, 7. Jared Rutledge with 7. Brian Thompson with 5. Drayton Wells, 13. Easton Smutterman with 2. 71-38. Liberty didn't really have to do a whole lot. They worked on a little bit. They worked on their full court defense there a little bit in the first. You know, you can practice it in the gym. Coach can explain it. But until you play, apply it against somebody that doesn't know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Now you've got some intel, and it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, they're doing this. That'll help. So, but Liberty came out in the third early, and they kind of went into their 2-3 matchup, and they just, you know, they kind of opened things up a little bit. But 71-38, Liberty with the win. Coming up next, Harlan Hutchinson as Gainesville and Winona. That's going to be coming your way in about 17 minutes right here on the Fox 96.9.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication, satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
K-U-P-H, Mountainville.
Y'all ready to get this party started?
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Let's go!
This is On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Thanks for having us on today. Are you getting married? Have you picked a date and booked a venue? I want to hang tight because I'm going to reveal the months couples get married that lead to the most divorces later this hour.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
From a young age, taking my folk into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the... Up in the clouds, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings they would drown. But they never did, ever lived, ever and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up and it rained down like. You're the face of the future, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down like...
Hit music 96.9 The Fox.
WH of the Weather Center with your forecast update. Looking for another pretty warm overnight reading at 49 degrees for this evening, bringing in some fog. And tomorrow we'll have partly sunny skies, so high 73. Sunday, a 50% chance of rain and 71. And Monday, completely different. Mostly sunny with a high only 32.
96.9 The Fox.
I'm going on during this time, I feel there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. I'm going under. This time I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. And nightfall, you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down and let you pull the rug. I was getting
There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging me along like you do, like you do. And then you switch up with no warning and you kiss me like you want it. How rude, how rude. But I kinda like it anyways. I don't mind if this is gonna take a million days. I know you'll come around to me eventually. If you sit back, relax, enjoy my company, my company. Once you know what my love's gonna feel like, nothing else will feel right. You can feel like moonbeam ice cream, taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies, 'cause it feels so mystical, magical. Chase me, but I wouldn't mind it if you gave me just a little bit of something we can work it with, but all you do is push me out. But I like it anyways, 'cause I think I'm getting closer to you every day. I know you'll come around to me eventually. Just sit back, relax, enjoy my company. Oh baby, trust me, once you know what my love's gonna feel. Taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies.